This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Army Colonel Bob McGinnis, who's now a senior strategist with the U.S. Army. We want to get his thoughts on the resignation of National Security Advisor General James Jones, as well as what we can expect from his successor. We also want to get his thoughts on the reports from earlier in the week that the Karzai government in Afghanistan is planning to hopefully negotiate a peace with certain elements of the Taliban that are weary of the ongoing war. And Colonel, it's always great to have you with us.
Well, thank you.
Well, first of all, let's talk about the political shakeup here. General Jones on his way out. This is obviously the latest in a number of changes in the White House personnel, all coming in the weeks before the election here. Most people don't see this as a big surprise. How do you see it, and is it an upgrade or a downgrade in terms of the advice the president will be getting from the top of the council?
There was no surprise that Jones was resigning. That had been rumored for some time now. And, of course, really close to 2 years in that particular job is an exhausting position to serve in. And he's no spring chicken, to say the least, having served up to 4 stars, retired, and then come back essentially on a very hectic schedule. That doesn't mean the president's not going to get good advice. After all, he has plenty of people in his national security staff. And then, of course, he has Secretary Gates. And though he's going to leave, he'll be replaced by somebody I think that's rather competent. It's an encouraging situation, to say the least, that we are able to turn over people of considerable quality in that particular position.
In terms of the performance that Jones has rendered over the past nearly 2 years, for the most part, we know that the president has valued his counsel. We know from the Woodward book and others that he's been part of the military brass that has clashed at times with the political side at the White House. What do you make of what he's provided for the administration and the country over the past nearly 2 years?
He was an advisor to President Obama when he was only a candidate, so he has the trust of the president. He's a man of considerable experience that really, I think, should be listened to. And he maybe had a different opinion than some of the other generals, retired or not. But you just can't dismiss that sort of experience. And so he will be sadly missed, but his advice will continue perhaps through other venues, and someone that will step into his shoes there at the White House will be, I think, reasonably competent. I certainly have not necessarily agreed with some of the decisions, but they've been very, very tough decisions when it comes to Iraq and Afghanistan, the war on terror, and many of the national security issues that someone in that position must make.
So no red flags on Tom Donilon stepping up to the top job here?
Not necessarily. He has been tutored along the way. He doesn't have the same credentials as does, the National Security Director and General Jones. But he brings considerable experience more as a bureaucrat, which is a different flavor than those that have served in uniform.
We're talking with retired U.S. Army Colonel Bob McGinnis. And Colonel, I know you've had some thoughts in recent days on the news coming out of Afghanistan. Again, not a huge surprise because Karzai has talked about this before, hoping to forge a peace with the more moderate elements of the Taliban. And I guess we use that term loosely since the main group he's potentially negotiating with is the one headed by Mullah Muhammad Omar, who was head of the Taliban when it was in charge there in Afghanistan. Some have said this is a great sign because this is the best we can probably hope for, given all the different challenges we face over there. But I know you've got some concerns. Explain.
Well, but first of all, the concern is that the Taliban is not a monolithic organization. It's first of all Pashtun, which is a plurality of the people of Afghanistan. And secondly, there are many, many types of Taliban. And so if you're talking to the Quetta Shura, which are the Taliban, that are out of the west, southwest in Helmand province and so forth, that is, of course, followers of the Mullah Omar, who we kicked out in 01. But if you're associated with the Haqqani group in the northeast, they're radically different. So it's very hard, not knowing exactly who's at the table, if there is such a table, as to who Karzai is negotiating with. But if by chance there was a some sort of a representative of all the Taliban groups, and they want to lay down their arms or at least negotiate some sort of long-term relationship that will lead to our exit and to a governance that is reasonable and not oppressive like it was prior to our going in there, and of course doesn't allow the Al-Qaeda to return, then perhaps there is common ground here. I think really what's happening is that the U.S. administration has announced we're leaving. Karzai wants to save his own head, so he's beginning to negotiate with some of the elements of Taliban that will talk to him. The others would rather cut his head off. So, you know, you've got some pretty dramatic differences of opinion as to what's going on here. But talking can lead to something perhaps useful. But on the battlefield, there's a lot of questions to whether or not we're going to be successful. Certainly near term, long term, you know, it looks as if we're going to get out. So if you want to win a counterinsurgency, you have to have more troops and a lot of time, neither of which we have the luxury of having at this point.
Colonel, one other issue I know that you referred to earlier in the week is the interests of Iran and Pakistan as this moves forward. We know that Pakistanis certainly have a mixed bag when it comes to how they support us and the Afghan government. Elaborate a little bit more on them as well as the Iranian interests you were referring to.
The Pakistanis, of course, created the Taliban, and they have every reason to believe that once we are out of Afghanistan, that the problem they inherit. And so they want to control what's going on in Afghanistan. They use their intelligence, ISI service, to do that, and they maintain a very close relationship, especially with the Haqqani group, which are, of course, the most violent against us, and others that reside inside Pakistan, and to a certain degree they allow to exist there. The Indians, of course, have a vested interest because they don't want, you know, Afghanistan falling totally into the control of the Pakistanis. And, of course, Iran, which is a Shia-based or, you know, country to the west, would like to dominate much of the west and the northwest of that country, which they have in the past. It's about regional hegemon and their relationships. No one wants to give up the future of that landscape because it's not only a buffer, it's also a resource.
Colonel, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there since we're out of time. Thank you, sir, as always, for being with us today.
Well, thank you, Greg.
Retired U.S. Army Colonel Bob McGinnis, now a senior strategist with the U.S. Army. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.